Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Aman Jabi has worked in Silicon Valley for 28 years. His background includes work on deep technologies that are involved in the new digital prison system being designed by big tech. In 2020, he moved to Montana and became a whistleblower, warning the public of the very real threat about to be unleashed upon us all, known by many as the Mark of the Beast system. Aman explains how accepting the digital ID is the basic premise behind it all.
So by default, a digital identity implies that you are always in a digital prison. Since you have a digital identity and you're in a prison, you are by default a criminal. So we don't trust you.
Just like the old system, this new one is also voluntary. And you are supposed to know that it's a digital prison that you are voluntarily signing up for. And the reason for this is because in this new system, having a digital ID will be proof that you are a criminal. Because having a digital ID means that you are in a digital prison. And because you accepted it, you must be a criminal. Because of this, there is a new protocol being introduced with this system, known as Zero Trust.
How is Zero Trust going to be used? Here's a lady, she wants to go and buy some beef. But let's say her carbon footprint or her beef footprint for the month has been exceeded. That door won't open.
This digital prison is sneaking up on us all. There is no need for an implanted chip because everything is being done with facial recognition, which is already plugged into the entire system. America already has more cameras per capita than communist China, and our social credit score is already being logged. All we need at this point is a series of events that lead us all into having to make the choice of either accepting the new digital ID or saying no. Since the COVID lockdowns, new state-of-the-art LED lights have been replacing streetlights in cities throughout the West. Aman explains that this is all part of the plan. These lights will be connected to everything, including your phone and your car. And in new cars, that includes 16 different cameras with LiDAR and sonar. These lights are being outfitted with LED incapacitators, which is a light technology that was first announced 15 years ago, back when it caused enough brain damage to make a person sick.
Another strange weapon in the final stages of development is able to mount an all-out barrage on the optic nerve.
The LED incapacitator was developed under the auspices of the Department of Homeland Security for the purposes of creating what we call a non-lethal defense system. And this technology consists of a bright set of LED technology, light-emitting diodes, that is designed to create a sort of temporary blindness, meaning temporary ability to not be able to see the person who we're trying to protect.
If aggressors caught in its bright pulsating glare don't shield their eyes or turn away quick enough, temporary blindness isn't the only effect they'll feel.
The first time I saw the LED, I was in a darkened room, and within 3 or 4 seconds, I had reached forward and grabbed a hold of a lab bench because I was feeling a little bit dizzy or disoriented.
The device's combination of different colors and random flashes can induce psychophysical effects, including vertigo and possible nausea. It's been nicknamed the puke light.
It's been 15 years, and our Silicon Valley whistleblower believes that this technology is now capable of killing people. Ultimately, we can say no to this.
But if there's a critical mass that doesn't sign on to the digital ID, then this agenda gets weakened substantially.
But we will have to first unify and come together. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Another very important report. Well, we're trying to get Robert Barnes on the line right now. He'll probably join us. Sometimes he doesn't make it. But regardless, I've got tons of news and phone calls to take. Obviously, We got a lot of news in Russia, the latest developments there, with what Lavrov is saying about U.S. troops being on the ground. I actually know that's true. My sources have been talking about that for a long time. That's coming up. We're also going to look at the latest of BlackRock and also with the whole crypto situation.
I have an extremely important message to all of my fellow InfoWarriors here in the United States and around the world. We are so excited to announce InfoWars MD. It turns out the top company in the U.S. for supplements is owned by a patriot. And it turns out they're willing to give us deals that no one else is getting because they want to support InfoWars and keep us on the air. This deal has been a year in the making, and finally the products are being brought to market. Up to 50% off what you get on top national brands that are the highest rated under the InfoWars label, InfoWars MD, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the first of 10 new products at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's turmeric or whether it's joint care or whether it is super greens, we have them all at InfoWarsStore.com under the banner of InfoWars MD. This is the best deal out there, and it keeps InfoWars on the air. InfoWars MD.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Robert Barnes is going to join us right now. His internet's having problems. We're going to see him on the phone because that's just as important. At least we're talking to him, getting all this information and ideas. I want to talk to him about the vaccine news coming out, about the war in Ukraine, about the legal victory they just had with the Amish farmer they were trying to put in jail, give a $300,000 fine for selling milk and beef that's so healthy and good and doesn't have additives in it. He's going to be joining us to talk about all that coming up. Now, I'm very glad that an arrest has been made of a suspect in the Idaho murders of those college students who were stabbed to death. But at the same time, this story has gotten so much attention, I'd like to see the same type of concern by the public. Reportedly gave over 20,000 tips for people dying from the poison shots. Oh, but the NIH and the UN, the WEF, they created policies to not do autopsies when people drop dead from the shots. So again, more premeditated evil at every level of this. Idaho murder suspect Brian Christopher Cobinger arrested in killings of four university students. Suspect, 28, now in custody in connection with the deaths of Moscow, Idaho college students. Authorities have arrested a suspect, number 13, murders of four University of Idaho students, a high-ranking law enforcement source told Fox News. Brian Christopher Cobinger, 28, was taken into custody. Local police and the FBI at 3 a.m. in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Law enforcement sources said Friday. Cobinger, if I'm pronouncing that right, has been held for extradition to Monroe County Court for first-degree murder issued by the Moscow Police Department and the Lata County Prosecutor's Office in connection to the slayings of Ethan Chapman, 20, Zena Kernodal, 20, Kaylee Govan Claves, 21, and Madison Bogan, 21. The suspect is a graduate student of Washington State University in Pullman, Washington, according to the college website. Pullman's a 15-minute drive from the rental home where the four students were stabbed to death. This is the photo of the supposed individual that stabbed to death. Now, I don't know if he's guilty, but obviously they think they've got some evidence to say that. And if they have got the right guy, I say good job to the police. But again, why would you want to go kill random strangers with a butcher knife? Why does Fauci want to inject you with a vaccine that raises your immune system on record? All the major studies now confirm that. Because they like to hurt people, ladies and gentlemen. That's why. Did we get Robert Barnes on the phone? Okay. Well, I guess he's having some phone problems as well, perhaps. But we're going to figure that out here in just a moment. You know, we take Skype and Zoom for granted. They really are amazing technologies, but as things get more and more complex, they seem to break down more and more. Look at this story. Pop singer MIA says the most backlash she's ever gotten is because of her saying Jesus is real. She came out earlier a month ago and defended me, saying, why is it Big Pharma killing people with vaccines being censored when I'm being censored? MIA is a well-known British rapper and singer who has been no stranger to controversial politics and social issues over the past several decades. Well, now she's come out and said that she's never seen so many attacks and censorship as when she says that Jesus is real. That's right, folks. The censors want to take everything. All right, we have Robert Barnes via telephone. Appreciate him coming on. Constitutional lawyer, really smart historian. And he joins us to cover the waterfront, the war in Ukraine escalating, the economy, the whole situation with Sam Bankman-Fried, all the new Epstein information. Also, Ray Epps, I covered this in the first hour, just incredible. They've sealed for 20 years most of the January 6th material, but they did release his transcript of a deposition where he says he orchestrated the operation. We also have the footage of him doing it, but I guess he didn't want to lie under oath. Pretty big information. And also, Amish farmer Amos Miller wins battle in war for food freedom in the U.S. Appeals Court. Robert Barnes is involved in that case as the lawyer, so that's a big victory as well. Robert Barnes, what do you want to tackle first?
Well, any of those cases are good. I mean, I think Amos's case is going to be a he's the Amish farmer who was covered by Tucker Carlson, who the government is coming after. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is coming after to stop him from making food the way his private membership association that buys his food wants it made. And it raises serious issues. I mean, basically, it's the government's attempt to usurp control and monopolize control of the food supply to such a degree that they get to determine and dictate what people eat and what people can eat, even against their own informed consent. So we got a partial settlement of, existing issues. That was a good win for him. And but the case is a case everybody should pay attention to, because the case is going to impact and determine whether or not we get to decide what goes into our body or the government does.
And for those that don't know, I'm a big meat eater, so are you. We get steaks all the time when you're here. They're making the big meat packers add all these chemicals and sterilants and antibacterials to the service of the meat. It's causing all sorts of medical problems and dead gut syndrome. And I mean, it's not good to take all these antibiotics and chemicals on a regular basis. If people want free associations to go out and decide what they want to do as adults, they want healthy, good raw milk and healthy, clean meat. Isn't that really the future revolution against the globalists? And expanding on that, if the Hopi tribe back in the 60s won their case to be able to take peyote as part of their religious ceremony that, again, overrode federal law because Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, then it goes on to the freedom of the press and the rest of it. Can't we just form a Christian church and say we believe in Leviticus and the Old Testament, that we're not going to eat tainted food and things that are GMO? Isn't our religious rights, even if we believe in God, folks, you have that right in the Constitution, isn't that a real chink in their armor?
No doubt. I mean, really, it's a sort of a threefold set of issues. First, it violates religious rights, the right to make and grow food the way your religious tradition holds. Including that's very broad under the federal law. That's any spiritual or conscientious tradition, not just a orthodox religious belief. And that's part one, is that there's people who make this food in this way and eat this food in this way for the prioritized purpose of serving their religious and conscientious beliefs. Then you have the second aspect of just freedom of association, for people to be able to associate together for the purposes of whatever it is, political, religious, or otherwise. Being able to put into their bodies what they want as part of that bodily autonomy right, which is the same issue that's implicated in the vaccine mandate. And then third, you have the issue of people who, for medical necessity, people for bodily disability in some cases, need this food made in a certain way that's not the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that's not the government's way. that's not big slaughterhouses, that's not big commercial corporate big ag, that is made in the way that people like Amos Miller make it. They need it for their bodies to be able to survive because of their medical condition. So what the U.S. Department of Agriculture has been up to has been to discriminate against people based on their medical needs, deny people the right to bodily autonomy, deny people the right to a freedom of association and expression, and, as you note, the right to follow their religious and conscientious beliefs, both in how they make food and how they receive food.
Well, the Hopi Indians can take hallucinogens because they've done it for thousands of years. People should be able to eat good, clean beef and drink good, clean milk.
Exactly. That's what this is all about. And we also know, I mean, look at the Amish community. The Amish community lives longer on average and has almost every better healthy metric known to man than the communities that surround them. And the reasonable inference is that's because they determine their own medicine and they determine their own food. And that they're not injecting every single drug that the government wants to put into their our bodies, and they're not taking food the way the government wants it made, with these various preservatives and other chemicals that alter the food. They were the government was calling Amos Miller's food.
Stay right there. Tell us what they did to Amos for those that don't know when we come back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
But now you've had a major victory in the case as a lawyer there. This is a big deal. They've consolidated things into like five meatpacking systems. They're harassing any independent groups. It's just absolutely criminal activity. But this is a big victory. Finish up with that, and then you wanted to get into the incredibly important developments on the poison shot front. You concurred during the break. We were talking about the fact there's a mass awakening and politically criminal investigation starting in Europe and the U.S., led by DeSantis and the vice president of Germany. That's just a huge story. You're right in the middle of those lawsuits as well. So please continue.
Yeah, so Amos's case is big because the feds were trying to use it as an example to shut down the ability to make food the way people want food made. What was unique about this case is it was the first case I'm aware of where the U.S. government sued, where nobody was complaining about the food made. That, in fact, just the opposite. People wanted food made exactly the way Amos Miller made it. Years of zero complaints from anybody, and they were actually seeking out Amos because he's an Amish farmer in Pennsylvania who makes food in a way that doesn't have a bunch of chemicals added to it. The irony is they were calling his food, quote-unquote, adulterated. But in fact, his food was being made exactly the way his customers wanted it made under informed consent, which is the laws that were meant to govern food production and food marketing in the United States. And here, the food that's adulterated in the views of his customers is the food the USDA is trying to shove down everybody's throat. And you can see where this would go ultimately. If they could control food supply, if they could shut down Amos Miller's ability to make food the way his customers want it when he's one of the best at it, when he has had zero complaints or concerns by any customer ever, then they could effectively dictate food supply going forward. And what would happen is they could take the world's largest purchaser of agricultural food land in the past decade or so in the United States of America, one Bill Gates, and make him the determiner of what's safe for us to eat. And sooner or later, they would say, well, really, in the name of the environment, it's not safe for you to eat meat anymore. It's not safe for you to have milk the way you want it made anymore. You're going to have to get the fake meat that Bill Gates wants you to eat. That's the path they were going on. And this is all ironic because the U.S. Department of Agriculture, its legal authority, was supposed to just be a marketing labeling authority. This is why almost everybody who works for the U.S. Department of Agriculture has absolutely no experience in actual farming or real food. They're supposed to be making sure that if I buy a can of beans, it's a can of kidney beans, not a can of corn. That's what adulterated meant, was that something was in the food that's different than what I thought was there. It was all about informed consent, making sure the ordinary person got what they wanted. Now they're flipping that on its head by saying, no, we, the government, dictate and determine what food you can eat and what food you can't eat. And that's why Amos's ability there is basically right before Christmas, he was scheduled to go to jail with a $300,000 and more in fines and penalties and a monetary judgment issued against him and his wife and his farm that could have led to bankrupting him, taking out his farm, and him sitting in jail while waiting to try to get the money together to get out. And the government ultimately agreed to a settlement that removed almost all of that. No $300,000 in fines, no jail, the release of food that had been arrested and seized previously so that he can get it to his people. And so it was very important. reporting on, you know, he not be in jail on Christmas, and that we get, you know, keep his farm alive, keep it, and importantly, that customers and consumers continue to be able to purchase the food that they want. And it's the first big win on the first step, and the goal is to ultimately make that part of the permanent solution, not just a temporary solution, that other people could model, creating what's called a custom exception under the law, that everybody could get a custom license, could join together in various associations to purchase food the way they want it, and not the way the USDA says.
And here's a parallel for folks that don't know. Until about 20 years ago, there were laws making it very hard for small brewers to make their own craft beer, or making it hard for people to distill spirits. But states all over the country got rid of those laws, and now it's a giant industry of all the craft beers and whiskeys and drinks. Take Tito's. I've known Tito. He started Tito's 28 years ago. I interviewed him on Access TV right when he was making it in his garage. They just passed a law 2 years before that, legalizing people making their own liquor, and then now it's the biggest vodka brand in the world. And I'm not, you know, they're just saying that's the greatest thing ever. The point is that we could do that with beef, we could do that with chicken, we could do that with organic farms, but we've got to get the regulators out of there. And Bill Gates is coming in heavily, trying to bring in regulations to basically ban classical organic farming. Now the left's saying organic farming is bad.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly what's happening. I mean, you see kind of an example of it in what Netanyahu was bragging about the other day, where he was talking about, you know, in Israel, he basically decided to allow the Israelis to be used as guinea pigs in a lab, is his own word, lab experiment for Pfizer, and that it was going to combine it with digital records, and that these, you know, this was going to be a chip on every person, that they were going to add genetic history to it, and that ultimately, if you control food supply, you control medicine, you control what goes into a person's body. At some point, you control the human being itself, that we're all effectively nothing more than chattel. And that's what the USDA is trying to use the Amos Miller case to achieve. That's why, you know, it's thanks to all the people that supported Amos that he was able to push back, was able to get competent, capable counsel.
Absolutely. And now the enemy's on the run. So the moral of the story is, when we take action, we win, we roll over, we die. What type of person is Amos Miller? I know they're not supposed to Amish to do interviews and things, and he's a pretty adherent Orthodox person, and that's a 400-year-old society from Switzerland and Germany that, you know, fled tyranny then to try to create freedom. Everywhere they go, they create massive wealth in the communities around them, almost no crime, live longer than anybody else. It seems like they're onto something. What type of person is Amos Miller?
Very nice guy, very quiet. I mean, I think one of the reasons he was targeted is because the Amish don't believe in suing anyone, and they don't believe in publicity. And so the government thought this will be a great double win. We get a high-profile farmer we get to take out to send a message to everybody, and we have someone who's not going to fight back because he's Amish and doesn't believe in fighting back legally or fighting back.
And how did you convince? How did you and others convince him to do that?
Because it was the future of his farm and the future of his family was at stake.
So they absolutely cornered him. He had no other choice.
That's exactly right. That, I think ultimately they made a mistake in that regard, that putting him into the corner forced him and the community to come to terms that this was really an existential threat to the Amish way of life, and ultimately an existential threat to all of us and our ability to eat food the way we want to control our own bodies and not have the government dictate it to us. But he's a sweetheart of a guy, quiet guy, short guy, you know, soft-spoken. You know, just he was baffled by all of it. He's like, I'm just trying to make food the way we've always made food, the way everybody needs it made, the way some people will live or die based on their ability to get access to it. Why am I having to deal with all this craziness from the government?
Well, he's in trouble because he's so successful, and if this takes off, it's game over, New World Order.
Precisely. He just kind of stumbled into it. He wasn't out to change the world. He was just out to get people the food they needed and make it the way his community has always made it. But in the process, he stepped right in the middle of a key obstacle to the system being able to co-opt and control the food supply the way they were
able. All right, stay there. You've got, again, just huge news on the poison shot front. Very good news straight ahead, sir. I want you to remember two words: InfoWars Platinum. In the history of InfoWars supplements, and they're amazing, this is hands down the most powerful game-changing products we've ever offered to the public. Now, all three of these are private labels of three national bestsellers put out by a pharmaceutical company that also makes high-end supplements. And the owner's a listener and a supporter. So they're giving them to us at 40% off what they're sold in stores, over 20% off what they're sold online under the InfoWars Platinum brand name. These are incredible. PainMD, HGH Max Boost, and of course 1776 Testosterone Boost. Read about them at InfoWarsStore.com, learn about them, and then try them out for yourself. And I know you will be a repeat customer, which is awesome. It'll empower your life, make your life more amazing, and it will keep us on the air, a 360 win. InfoWars Platinum, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Yeah. Folks don't know that there's different types of milk that come out of cows, and the ones they bred for general milk consumption don't have the best protein. I get this great A2 Jersey cow, brown cow milk. It's like candy. I mean, it's better than a piece of chocolate cake, folks. It's just pure milk. What it does for your guts, everything else. Children that drink it just look like angels. And that's what the Amish knew before there was any, quote, science. If that was the right milk, that was the right cow. And that's what Amos Miller has. That's what I get from outside Austin, Texas. In Lockhart, the crew gets it. We get it shipped in here. And they'd like to put the folks making that in jail. These people are sick and they're evil. And so finishing up with Amos Miller, it's all about control of our bodies. And if you know what they're doing to the meat now, spraying viral sprays on them, antibacterial viruses that then get into your gut, and all these weird chemicals and sterilants so they can sell you rotten meat. It's just a total nightmare. Now Bill Gates has got his synthetic meat. Now they're growing cloned blood of celebrities, and people are buying blood sausages of famous Hollywood people. I mean, it's just sick. And they're now trying to say that's all normal. Clone cows, clone pigs, clone chickens. But then what the Amish are doing, the Amish are fascinating, folks. 400 plus years ago in Switzerland and Germany, you had these Protestant groups being persecuted. So they sold their land, they got on ships, and they came to the United States, Canada, and South America. And my dad's volunteered for medical stuff down in South America, and he talks about it. And you'll be in the middle of nowhere, you know, crime, starving people, total hell. Then you hit another area, everything's clean, everything's nice, everybody's happy, and the surrounding groups are empowered by the Amish. And the Amish have never gotten politically involved, but now they're being so cornered after 400 years they're having to do it. And I'm telling you, what the Amish are doing is going to be the future. I'm not anti-technology, but the way it's been deployed, the way it's controlled, the whole mark of the beast, the Amish and folks like that are the last people standing. Robert Barnes, closing comments on that subject and the great case that you have had a big victory up front on. And then I want to shift gears into the 35,000 foot you were talking about off air about the big awakening and what the globalists are going to do now that it's all coming out, criminal investigations in Italy and Germany and places in the United States like Florida, and the cases you're involved in with the Children's Health Defense Fund and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. It's like the dam broke now with Elon Musk and Twitter, and it's just all coming out. The CIA, FBI suppressing doctors. They knew day one this was poison. This whole thing was so damn premeditated. Give us the latest breaking news, but first, give us the 35,000 foot view on historically where we're at and what we now know actually happened.
Yeah, I think the cases like the Amos Miller case, cases like what's going on with the vaccines, cases like what's going on with the lockdowns, cases like what's going on around the globe and the Biden administration have woke up a lot of people that were otherwise slumber or asleep in ways that they, I don't think, anticipated. I think the anticipation was that this would help march onward, that people would accept lockdowns, that people would embrace the vaccines, that people would basically defer even further to the government's desire to complete control. You know, it's a lot like, well, you just listen to Netanyahu's statements that he's made recently about how wonderful all of this is to treat people like lab rats for the purposes of massive control. And I get if you're in a society or culture like Israel, it's a very unique under constant threat mindset, but we don't need that for the rest of the world. And more Americans are waking up to that reality, challenging and contesting and questioning things that they had long since forgot to question and contest. Like, why does the U.S. Department of Agriculture get to determine and dictate what food I get to eat? That's not really their business. Why is the FDA overruling doctors and pharmacists and others about what's good for me medically? Why is it we're getting forced into taking a drug that we don't need and don't want for emergency that doesn't exist? And then forcing kids and foster kids and others to be some of the unwilling and unwitting recipients of these drugs. So the very big win for Amos Miller at the outset of the case, so he's not serving jail time, doesn't lose the farm, has a chance to fight onward. The same as we have two cases pending, one with Children's Health Defense against FDA pending in Waco, Texas, about whether or not they get to try to, does the FDA get to lie to children in order to be able to force a unwanted, dangerous drug that they call safe, effective, and a vaccine that's neither safe, effective, nor a vaccine.
That's right. Let's be clear. We'll explain it to them. In all the other drug ads, they've got to tell you at least some of the side effects. But in the Elmo shows and the TV programs targeting children, they say it's safe, it's wonderful, you'll die if you don't get it, Santa Claus says take it. That is illegal as hell.
Completely. Completely. If a private company was doing a lot of what has been done for any other drug, they would be criminally prosecuted. And yet, you have the biggest criminal drug dealer in the history of man, and that is the Pfizer Corporation. Been more criminally fined than any drug company in history. They make any cartel look like a low-level street corner drug dealer by comparison. The number of people they've disabled, the number of people they've killed, the number of people their product has harmed, far exceeds what they could possibly even think of doing with fentanyl and the Mexican drug cartels. And they, and this is Pfizer, the same Pfizer that is the primary principal beneficiary of a largesse connected to the vaccine that relates to the Brooke Jackson case and the case with Bobby Kennedy and I brought on behalf of Children's Health Defense against FDA in Waco. One case is for Brooke Jackson in Beaumont, Texas, on behalf of the American people, waiting on a judge to make a ruling there. Same with waiting on a judge to make a ruling in Waco, Texas. But they all, but both cases have helped wake it up people so that more people are realizing that you cannot trust the FDA. The FDA is supposed to be in the labeling business. They're not in the pharmacy business. They're not in the medicine business. That's a local state prerogative. That's not a federal prerogative. That they have no business telling us what medicine to take. That their job is solely to make sure the label is accurate at representing what's in the drug, including what side effects exist. They have no legal right to say this drug is safe. They have no legal right to say this drug is effective. They have no legal right to call it a vaccine.
And Robert, expanding on that, 6 months ago, Robert Bourla of Pfizer and Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab were all, we've got to shut down, we've got to arrest, we've got to censor. But that didn't work. Now the dam's broken. What do you expect these Joseph Mengele 2.0s to do now that they've been caught red-handed?
I think what they're banking on is that nobody in a position of power will do anything about it, even though the criticism is mounting from the ordinary people in the public. There's more people, as a recent survey done by Kaiser, which showed that, in fact, the number of people who question vaccines for children, including other vaccines, has now gone up tenfold. It went from about 2 to 5% of the public to 20 to as high as 50% of the public. You see that.
And regular vaccine uptake has gone way down, exactly. So it's fair to say this is blown up in their face, sky high.
Completely. Yeah, but you see that in the uptake rate. You see that so few people are getting continuing to get the boosters. So few people are having their young children get it. They know it. And what do they know? They know from their lived experience that despite all of the manipulation of the gatekeepers, like the, what the Twitter files have revealed, despite all of the efforts of allowing massive lies by the government, massive lies by Pfizer, and there, Pfizer was running, and Moderna are running TV ads telling little kids they'll be superheroes if they take this drug, this dangerous drug that's killing and disabling people, that is more and more people, not just the Robert Malones and others and Peter McCullough, but more and more doctors, prominent scientists are coming out and saying we should put an immediate halt to this vaccine now because it's becoming increasingly clear it causes more harm than it cures. And that's what ordinary people are realizing. And so all they're banking on at this point, the Pfizer's are their corrupt secret deals with various governments around the world, and they're banking on courts not having the courage to take on these big corrupt corporations. They're expecting federal courts to just continue, many of whom have been very pro-vaccine, unfortunately, many of whom have been very pro-lockdowns, relate to the party in terms of turning back the constitutional clock on what these illicit activities were, that's the only thing they have going for them, is they have a lot of political power, a lot of friends in Congress, a lot of friends in the Biden White House. That's it, because they're losing to the court of public opinion, and sooner or later that will translate to public officials making a difference.
All right, I want to come back in the final segment with Robert Barnes and wish him a great Christmas and a happy new year, and I'll go some into the fourth hour with other news we haven't gotten to that a guest host takes over, but I want to shift gears into the Twitter files and what's coming next, because people say it's a nothing burger, haven't been reading what's in them. It is the blueprint of everything we warned about, confirmed. Absolute criminal deep state act.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And we are back with Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So, Robert, looking at the Twitter files, we're up to like 17 drops or so now. This proves illegal coordination with government spy agencies, manipulating elections, blocking people criticizing the Afghan withdrawal, people questioning anything, basically. Particularly, though, the COVID narrative from day one, even when Trump was in office, this whole shadow government that Obama put in that's now getting so much attention, and that Countering Foreign Disinformation Propaganda Act that Obama signed into law that Congressman Liu and others, you know, said didn't exist, but now it's out in the open. This has got to really concern them. And Musk has come out now, and so has Devin Nunes, and said what we all know. Twitter was just the tip of the iceberg. All the other big tech were doing this in other cases at even more intense levels. So this is government coordination to manipulate elections, to block people exposing open borders, to block people, medical doctors and scientists and Nobel Prize winners from speaking out. I mean, this was an organized suppression of the people for this globalist agenda. And the good news is it appears it hasn't worked. It's backfired. So I just keep wondering what they're going to do next.
I mean, credit to Elon Musk for exposing all of that to probably some risk to himself personally and financially going forward, because it's not just the what we kind of knew was happening in terms of Fauci's people and other people putting pressure on social media to conform. It was the FBI and the CIA and the Pentagon all neck deep in this, trying to suppress any degree of independent dissident speech on any matter that questioned any deep state agenda. To the degree they were, and this should be a reminder to everybody out there how significant their own independent voice is, that a lot of the focus was on very small accounts. So the people that think, I only have, 50 followers, I only impact 4 people and so forth, what this shows is the government has a very different evaluation. The government thinks that those little folks that are out there sharing the links to places like InfoWars, that are out there sharing the information, sharing the story, sharing the article, sharing the data, that in fact the government recognizes those people have extraordinary influence, that often is more influential than the so-called big accounts, many of whom are just followed by bots in the case of institutional media and didn't have any authentic and organic support. So it's another example of how the government was hyper aware that just the ordinary person getting out a message can actually make a big, big difference in the long haul.
I agree. And what needs to be done? They're talking about a new Frank Church committee. You've been calling for that for years. But even Jim Jordan, who we know is on the payroll of Google, he's not totally bad, but he's compromised. He's talking about maybe having one. I mean, we need immediate action on this.
Absolutely. We have to have another church committee that goes full scale and looks at everything, that looks at everything related to bioweapons research, that looks at everything related to foreign policy and interventions in countries where we shouldn't be, that looks at what everything the Federal Reserve is doing. I have a suit coming on behalf of George Gammon against the Federal Reserve because the Federal Reserve refused to produce any of the documents we requested, which included documents about their central bank digital currency directives, including internal memorandums about whether what they're doing is legal, whether what they're doing is constitutional, whether they understood the limitations of the definition of income under the 16th Amendment in a particular manner, going all the way back to the entire history of the Federal Reserve. And they came back and told us not only do they have no means to even locate the documents because supposedly they haven't digitized them, haven't archived them, and have no search mechanisms available to search by keyword. Clearly, they're just lying about this. But that means that there's very damning documents in those files. And that's part of this broader story of what the Twitter files reveal, those suppression of ordinary, everyday individuals. And I think the remedy is outing all of this in the court of public opinion and definitely using a church committee to look at everything that the Fed has been up to, the State Department, the CIA, the big tech censorship, the manipulation of elections, expose it all just like the current committee.
That's right. And the Republicans can also use an impeachment of Biden as a mechanism, as a de facto church committee.
Absolutely. And also look at impeaching some of these corrupt cabinet officials. Impeach the head of the Department of Human and Health Services that has allowed the border to be sort of wide open and also not done any control whatsoever in terms of bioweapons research as it relates to COVID, as it relates to the vaccine, as it relates to the FDA, the USDA, and the CDC. On top of that, look at Buttigieg. I mean, Buttigieg is someone who, the way he's manipulated transportation policy, hasn't enforced certain discrimination policies against airlines or as it relates to masks for autistic kids and other components. Look at all of these corrupt cabinet officials who have implemented an agenda that's counter to the Constitution.
Well, that's right. That's right.
To their leaders.
The bureaucrats thought they had the regulatory system, the intelligence agencies, the censorship, big tech, and the media, and they went for broke, and now it is destroying them. How do they, I keep going back to this question, how do they strike back?
Oh, I think they're going to continue to escalate. I think you're going to see constant money being, funneled into Ukraine. Next up will be probably someplace in Africa, some other proxy war that we can stick our nose into and cause issues and problems. You see what they did in Brazil and getting Lula elected, getting the Brazilian Supreme Court to release him from prison and then shut down Bolsonaro's election challenge and now threaten Bolsonaro with fines and sanctions and all the rest if he continues to contest what took place in the election there. So I think you're going to see escalation of all of those, of their tools of power. And so it's going to be a continued battle, but it's a battle that they've been losing really for several years, at least in the court of public opinion, and now it might start showing up in the courts of Congress and the courts of law.
That's right. Their only ace in the hole is election fraud, but that only wakes people up faster. What are you seeing with DeSantis and Trump and obviously the presidential campaign basically starting now?
Yeah, I don't see DeSantis challenging Trump. I still believe there will be a Trump-DeSantis ticket because that's what makes the most sense for 2024. I think that Trump.
How do they do that if they're both from Florida?
Oh, it's easy. Before the Electoral College votes, one of them registers elsewhere. It's what happened with Bush and Cheney were elected in 2000. Cheney was the vice president. He then, at that point, lived in Texas because he was at Halliburton. He just changed his voter registration to Wyoming before the Electoral College actually voted. So the Trump or DeSantis could do the same thing, and it would have no major impact. And I think it's still the most effective ticket, despite the disagreements between some aspects of their respective camps. I think if Carrie Lake had won, or been declared the winner, I think she probably did win. But had she been declared the winner in Arizona, she would have been, I think, a competitor for that vice presidential position. But I still think they make a lot more sense together than they make sense competing with one another. And I don't think DeSantis has any interest whatsoever in challenging him. I think that's a deep state doesn't want either one of them to win, so they're trying to set up a conflict between the two of them to take both of them out because they already have Pompeo, Pence, and Haley all prepared to run to be the neocon deep state standard bearer in 2024.
Yeah, I agree with you. So let's hit this in closing. Berlin Rosen, a huge PR firm out of New York that does the UN's PR, bragged after the latest rig ruling against me in Connecticut that they had basically brought the Sandy Hook story up after Trump won, made it an Alex Jones issue, and I barely even covered it back when I was on Piers Morgan about Sandy Hook, never even talked about it, you know, years ago, then sued me, and the whole thing's a giant fundraising operation, and they're really desperate that I not take these to appeal. We are taking it to appeal. What is your view on that mess?
Well, I think it shows what we were talking about from the get-go, that it wasn't a coincidence that you went 25 years in this business without ever being sued by pretty much anybody anywhere to facing about two dozen lawsuits and legal claims in less than a year. It was clearly a coordinated action. Everything showed the fingerprints, the forensic fingerprints, of a coordinated conspiracy to take out Jones, to take out InfoWars and remove their audience and shame and censor their audience from being able to be involved in participating as well. The lawyer made that clear at the end of the Connecticut case that that was their actual objective. It wasn't about remedy. It wasn't about reparations. It wasn't about improving people's understanding of the world.
Barnes, we got to go to break. I know you got to go, but five more minutes. Finish up on this. It's such a big topic. We'll put his website on screen, very popular talk show host. Glad he's doing that and so much more. Constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes. We'll come back to him in just 2 minutes after this break to finish up on this because it's a big deal. It's like intelligence agencies have been running all the censorship. That's who ran this. That's who fixed the trials. That's who rigged it with the media. The whole thing was completely rigged. And so I'm very proud to be attacked by this whole thing. Please remember, we're doing a fundraiser right now. We need to raise $200,000+ to be able to continue on next month. Sounds like a lot. It's not with our server costs over $200,000 a month itself. That's how popular we are. So we're victims of our own success. So thank you for sponsoring us as listeners. Thanks for keeping us on air. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and make a one-time donation or a recurring donation, cancel any time, or get Real Red Pill Plus back in stock. The new InfoWars MD line with the best turmeric and more is there. And of course, we have the InfoWars Platinum line. That is next level. The 1776 testosterone boost, the Pain MD, and the HGH Max boost are over the top. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Vitamin D3 gummies are selling out. Despite that, they're still both 50% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number 4, straight ahead.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.